Boys and Girls Club of Western Sussex.
And the request was for a number, was it not?
Yes, $250.
Make a motion to grant $250.
I'm good for 50.
Make a motion to grant $200 from my account and $50 from Fulton's account.
Okay.
That's just a used refrigerator, guys. Sam.
That's all they asked for, $250. I think they have additional funding somebody else, Jordan,
okay,
to help cover part of it.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second to approve funding for the Boys and Girls Club of Western Sussex County. Is there any further discussion? If not, I assume Ms. Deaver couldn't stick around for the vote. Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association.
What was the, I remember that. Did I give you that letter?
Yes, $50.
Okay, because they have just a sponsor for they can
for Alzheimer's research.
Right, and they put our name or something on it. Yeah, I'll make that motion. I'll give the $50. I don't know where they're planning to go. Where are they planning?
Salt Ponds.
Salt Pond. Yeah, that's
motion from Mr. Cole. $50 from his account. A second from Mr. Vincent. Any discussion?
Sure, says
we'll take
Cole
the vote. Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Georgetown Little League.
Make a motion that we accept that. But how much was it?
Well, they didn't specifically ask. They're just asking for equipment. We've given them various amounts, but five is good. That's typically what we give the league.
I have a motion, $500 from Mr.
I'll second the motion.
Second from Mr. Vincent. Any discussion? Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Milford Senior High School.
How much?
I think you were interested, $100 for their after prom party.
Make a motion to give
$100.
Is there a second?
Second the motion.
Motion and a second to give Milford Senior High School $100. Any discussion? Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Milford Little League.
Oh.
How much was that? $200. I make a motion to give them $200.
Second.
Motion and a second to give $200 Milford Little League. Any discussion? If not, Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Town of Bridgeville.
I make a motion to give them $500.
Shutters get $500. Little League only gets
second motion.
Motion and a second. Give Town of Bridgeville $500 from Mr. Wilson's account.
Your priorities are a mess.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'm concerned about his priorities, but I'll vote for it.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club.
Winter Gala.
They make a request for an amount?
A gala.
Yes. This is a sponsorship in their book.
Advertising.
$500?
Yes.
Give $250.
I'll give $250.
Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Give $250 from Mr. Phillips, $250 from Mr. Wilson to the Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club. Any discussion? If not, Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
How much money does Ms. Deaver have left?
A couple hundred dollars.
Good, let's get it.
Okay.
Spend it.
If there are any proposed zoning ordinances, I'll ask our county attorney to read them now. There are none.
I don't have any.
Okay. Additional business brought before council.
Any additional business?
We'll see.
Shipper.
Apparently so. Jim Kelly. Good morning, Jim. No personal attacks, and you have.
No, I'm going to go easy on you guys today.
3 minutes.
Thank you. Only my second. I've moved here from Virginia about 2 years ago, just so you know. And I live over in the Milton area, off of Sylvan Acres Road. Mm-hmm. And that is the primary reason why I came out today. I'm going to give you guys some pictures, but the intersection of Cedar Creek Road and Sylvan Acres Road. It has the power plant there, which is an obstruction for view. And those coming eastbound on Jefferson, making a left or even a right, because if you look, you don't really see much because of the obstruction. Again, your fire department would know which intersections are the least safe in the county. I don't really know. But every once in a while, I run across intersections that obviously look dangerous. And then sometimes I run into stuff like that where I came home the other day and one car was smashed in the front, one car was off to the side, foam was all over the place, and they were using the jaws of life to get the driver out of the truck. And so I realized when it comes to traffic, there's only a couple of remedies. You know, one of them is a traffic light, which is really expensive. One of them is changing the road design, which is really expensive. The other one is usually generally the cheapest one, is to lower the speed limit a little bit and maybe put a flashing light, rumble strips, whatever. So that's one intersection that concerns me because that's pretty close to my house. A couple other intersections is Isaac Road, which is a quarter of a mile away. Even though it's wide open, it's also like a non-90-degree intersection, and also it almost looks like the road kind of continues. You know, there's the stop sign that's in the front, but there's not really enough other warnings that's really a full stop. When I first moved here, I blew right through it, and I've come home from Food Lion, and I've seen people blow right through it. So I think a few more alerts would help people realize this is a full stop. This isn't a curve in the road.
You know that we don't build roads.
I don't think he knows that.
The county doesn't build roads.
See that you're
When it comes to safety, what do? You just go to DelDOT?
If there's no objection, we'll probably ask you to give that information to Mr. Godwin, who often is a liaison between DelDOT and us.
Okay.
But you have another minute if you'd like to continue.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't know they had a power plant at Jefferson's Crossroads.
It's like
just a substation.
Substation. And it's fenced in, so. Yeah. The other topic was just, you guys were talking about taxation and the homestead thing, and it came up where you couldn't just tax somebody, but you can exempt a group, and so raising taxes to exempt a group makes sense. I come from Virginia, and we had what was called tax districts, and what they did is they created a tax district so that anything built in that area would pay a higher fee. So this way, you're taxing new construction, new residential, and it lessens the burden on existing residents. So anytime you can lessen the burden on existing residents, that's always a good thing.
And you're for that?
Now that
you're here.
Yeah, well, now that I'm here or not, I mean, the area is gonna keep growing. Don't fool yourself to think that just because we're lowest tax and $101 is the average, I paid probably $700 because of the two we bought 2 years ago. The average, you know, a lot of people don't pay $101. And where I come from, Loudoun County, we had a volunteer system, a fire department too, and as you grow and grow and grow, these things become an avalanche of additional costs that people who don't foresee them today, 10 years down the road, could be an extraordinary amount of expense.
I agree.
Okay. If you'll share that with Mr. Godwin
right behind
on
right
the
there.
Road concern. That's all the additional business we have. We do have an executive session for land acquisition, personnel, pending, and potential litigation. If I could get a motion, please.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.